Welcome to episode 41 of the Transforma tu Inglés Profesional podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Smith. Today, I will be talking with Alistair, an amazing coach from my team, all about the key differences between a Spanish and an English Christmas, how to say Noche Buena in English, the meaning of Boxing Day, the timing of the King's Christmas message, and of course, Christmas food. This podcast helps push your business English communication skills to the next level so that you can grow professionally and achieve your international career goals. So without further ado, let's get straight into it. Enjoy! Hi everyone, great to have you with us again. Today is a bit of a special episode because today we are going to do a bit of a Christmas special. We'll start off with the fact that we've actually hit 150,000 downloads, and that's an amazing milestone for us. So thank you very much for listening to the show and supporting us. But yeah, today we thought we would do something a little bit different. And as usual, Alistair is here with me. Hi, Alistair.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Yeah, so great. Getting ready Fantastic. For Christmas coming very soon.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great. So yeah, well, we thought we would do a bit of a Christmas special, and because obviously Christmas is only in a few days away, the 25th.
Just around the corner.
Just around the corner, absolutely. So that's why we thought we would kind of just compare, you know, Christmas here in Spain and Christmas in the UK, because I think that, you know, when you're learning a language in general, it's important to know all the grammar, all the different vocabulary, but it's also important to know the different customs and culture, yeah. Right? That is really, really important. Some people kind of, yeah, put that to one side in some way, but it is actually really important to understand, you know, what actually happens in different countries.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. And also vocabulary, because there will be some different vocabulary connected with Christmas that our listeners may or may not know. No?
Yeah, absolutely, definitely, without a doubt. Subject. Without a doubt, especially, yeah, when you're talking about these key days during Christmas, there are a few little tricks that you need to keep in mind, because otherwise you just kind of be stumped a little bit. Stumped is kind of an important word. Yeah, confused, kind of confused, you know, you're just like thinking, how do I say Noche Buena in English?
Ah,
you know?
For example.
That's a very good question. It's like in many cases, even high levels clients, people with a high level of English just don't know how to say Noche Buena or Noche Vieja. They just don't have access to that.
I ask my students often this question at Christmas, and they say, good night. I go, no, that's good night. Buenas noches. Now, the old night, they just translate it literally. I mean, they don't know, so they're guessing. But very few people I've ever taught or my clients have ever known, actually, how to say those Noche Buena and Noche Vieja.
So, yeah. I mean, it's true that it took me a while to get used to Noche Buena and Noche Vieja. I mean, I was kind of confused between the two for a long time, but now I think I've got it down to a fine art. But yeah, so anyway, let's start off with what we kind of want to do on this Christmas special, which is just like to cover a few of the main differences, right, Alistair, between what happens here in Spain and you know, our former lives in the UK.
Our former lives, existence, yes. Well, now everything seems completely normal to me because I've lived here I've had 25 or 24 Christmases here in Spain.
Yeah.
So yeah, now I'm completely used to it. I don't think it is strange. But when I first came, my first few Christmases, yeah, there's quite a few things are quite different that are quite strange. The most people in the UK have no idea that it's different, because I think each country you just tend to assume that what you do is what everyone else does and that it's normal. No, but then you discover if you live in another country that in fact it can be quite different. The different ways of celebrating things is not the same. Yeah. It can be quite shocking. It's like, oh, really? You do that? Oh, we don't do that in England. Yeah. So I think the thing, maybe the place to begin is this thing. Well, so how do you say, Daniel?
Now you're putting me on the spot, right?
Yeah,
you're putting me on the spot. An interesting English expression. Yeah, we would say Christmas Eve, right? Christmas Eve. And that's really when.
Eve, which means bispera.
Yeah.
So bispera is the day before. So in English, and this tells you a lot actually in terms of the the customs that we have that are different. So our word for Noche Buena is Christmas Eve, meaning the day before Christmas. So for us in UK and in most English-speaking countries in general, this also applies to USA or Australia, New Zealand, the main focus of Christmas, what we think of as Christmas, is the 25th, Christmas Day. Yeah. And that's where our main big family meal is a lunch, not a dinner, on Christmas Day, when we receive our presents, of course, from Santa Claus in the morning. So everything is focused on Christmas Day. And that's when you have to be with your family. It's the big family occasion. Now, Christmas Eve in UK is not really a family occasion necessarily. You don't have to be with your family or parents. No one expects you to be. The important thing is to be with your family, eating your Christmas lunch or opening your presents on the 25th. No? And this is a big difference. So Noche Buena in Spain is very important. And my Spanish family, my wife is Spanish, is you have to be with all together on in the evening of Noche Buena, Christmas Eve, to have a dinner. So we eat a dinner from about 9, half past 9, 10 o'clock at night on Christmas Eve, finishing maybe around midnight, and then stay up chatting and playing games till about 3 o'clock in the morning. And that doesn't happen.
UK. Stay up that late? Wow.
Well, it depends on. Yeah, we stay up quite, not as late as New Year, but
at least, of course.
We never finish till about 2 o'clock. Because you know, because you only just finished dinner around maybe half past 11.
That's true. Yeah.
So then we take out the turrón, which we don't have in the UK. Mm-hmm. People ask me, how do you say turrón? And there isn't really, well, there's nougat. There's this thing called nougat, no? Nougat, which is the nearest thing, but it's not really the same
thing. It's not the same, no.
And we don't eat it at Christmas. So we eat chocolates and other sweet things. But so the turrón comes out, people sit around chatting or maybe start playing games if the kids are there or just watching stupid things on TV. So we generally finish 2-3 in the morning, something like that. I suppose every family is different. But so here the focus really, although Christmas Day obviously is important and people have Christmas lunch also, but the Noche Buena, the dinner with the family on Christmas Eve night or evening is very important in Spain. And in England, not really. When I was young, I went out to the pub. It's a big night for going out.
Yeah.
So, you know, my parents would stay at home watching TV or doing it's a day of last minute preparations before the big day of the 25th. So if you haven't finished putting up your decorations or wrapping your Christmas presents, this is your last moment to do it. So Christmas Eve can be a frantic time where some people are still running around trying to buy last minute presents or wrapping presents, putting them under the tree, preparing food maybe for the next day, or just calmly watching TV if you've got everything done. And younger people, so when I was sort of a teenager or in my early 20s, I'd go out to the pub around 8 and meet my friends, and we'd be in the pub for midnight to say Merry Christmas and then go home. Yeah. So a lot of people go out to restaurants or all the pubs are absolutely packed, completely full. Right. On Christmas Eve. So it's a big night for going out, not necessarily to be with your family. It's not that important. So I think that's the biggest difference for me that I found really shocking. Well, shocking. Surprising when I came here. It was like, what? You all have dinner with your family on Christmas Eve. You don't go to the pub. Say, no. On Christmas Eve, everything's closed. The only time the metro closes in Madrid is between about 9 and midnight on Christmas Eve. That's the only time the metro doesn't run. Because and all the shops are closed, the bars, nothing is open. It's like a ghost. Yeah. You know, Madrid is like a ghost town. There's nobody in the street.
Yeah, it's funny because I think that's one of those moments where suddenly we found that we didn't have any ice or something like that. And so that has been one moment where I've kind of like literally gone out and tried to buy some ice from a supermarket. And then that was like absolutely impossible to find anywhere. It was just like everything was closed, even like the petrol stations where you might imagine they'd still be open. But no. Yeah. I couldn't find anything open.
Yeah. In the UK, if you went out at the same time, 9, 10 in the evening on Christmas Eve, in any city in the UK, it'd be absolute. The streets would be full of people. Every bar, every restaurant would be absolutely packed. You probably couldn't. It'd be heaving. Yeah, absolutely crowded. In fact, after about 9 p.m., you probably couldn't even physically get into the pub. There'd be so many people. So it's completely the opposite. I mean, the shops and things aren't open because it's night, but it's full of life, people out in the bars, the restaurants, the street. And you go out in Madrid at the same time, about 10 p.m., there's nothing. There's no buses, no taxis, no metro. Everything's closed. There's nobody in the street or very few people because everyone's with their family having their dinner. So this is This, I think, is like, the really big difference.
Yeah, it's the polar opposite, right?
The polar opposite, exactly.
Yeah.
In fact, my first Christmas in Madrid, I didn't go back to England. And okay. I was invited by a Spanish friend, because okay. this is also a bit of a tradition of some people, that before they go to their family for the dinner around yeah. 9 p.m. or something, mm-hmm. they often meet with their friends in the neighborhood okay. to have a few beers, no, before mm-hmm. the dinner. So this yeah. friend, this Spanish friend, as I was alone for Christmas, she felt sorry for me. She was okay. like, no, come and meet my friends. And we go around from bar to bar having a few beers. And
a
then
bar crawl.
A bar crawl, yeah, between about sort of 7 and 9 in the evening of Christmas right. Eve. So I said, oh, yeah, okay. So I met her. We went around a few bars, had a few beers. But about 9 o'clock, everyone disappeared to their respective homes to have their dinner. And I was left on my own. So, okay, I'll go back to my flat. So I went yeah. to the metro. And to okay. my surprise that nobody told me, the metro was closed.
Oh, dear.
So I had to walk yeah. from where I was to my flat, which is quite a long way. It was about an hour okay. walking right. through. So I walked through the streets of the center of Madrid around 9:30, 10 p.m. on Christmas Eve, not your wedding. Yeah. I didn't, like, can you imagine walking through the center of Madrid about maybe 45 minutes walk? I didn't see one other human being in the street.
Really?
Not one, nobody.
That is crazy.
There were no taxis, no buses, no metro. So I had to walk the whole way. And I was like, what is going on here? It's like aliens had suddenly come and taken everyone away.
Yeah, that's right. It's like one of those kind of horror films, you know, yeah. where suddenly everybody's turned into a zombie or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It was really yeah. weird. Like it was like COVID, no? It was the nearest thing.
Well,
I've
yeah,
seen,
so absolutely. Absolutely.
Like
yeah.
the lockdown. So this is when it really hit me. I was like, oh, wow, this is really different to UK.
Yeah.
That now everyone be out and the bars would be full of people.
That's right. That's right. So, I mean, this is kind of, yeah, very, very interesting and very different. And of course, like, one of the key things that we're also talking about is when we kind of get the message from the royals, which kind of further reinforces the moment, right, that is really, really important in the different nations, right? Because the Queen's speech, which will now become obviously the King's
yeah,
speech.
For the first time
is obviously,
in our life. That'd be
yes,
weird, no?
Charles is, yeah, absolutely.
Will be giving his first Queen's Christmas message or speech.
That's right. That's right. Called. That'll be one to watch out for, wouldn't it? And that is obviously given on Christmas Day, right? Very yeah. much, very close to sort of lunchtime.
1 p.m. is it? Something like
things.
That.
Yeah, something like that.
12:30 yeah. before lunch. Yeah.
Whereas here, the speech from the king,
Felipe.
I think, is... Yeah. Yeah, Felipe is on the day before, right? As on it's, Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Christmas yes. Eve around 9:30, mm-hmm. something before the dinner.
Yeah.
So I think this emphasizes that sometimes with my clients, I've had disagreements where they've said, no. Christmas Day is just as important as Christmas Eve. There's no difference. And
right,
I've said,
yeah.
well, okay, wait a minute. When does the King of Spain address the nation with his Christmas message? Christmas yeah. Eve, around 9 yeah. o'clock. When does yeah. it happen in the UK? Christmas Day, before lunch.
Yeah.
And I think
yeah.
this is the definitive proof, if you want to call it that, that the main emphasis of Christmas, or at least equal in Spain, is Noche Buena, it's Christmas Eve, because that's when the king gives his message to the country. And in UK, it's Christmas Day, because if it was Christmas Eve, nobody would be watching it. Everyone's
that's
in
right.
the pub or out. Well, not everyone.
I suppose it's very much connected to the moment they think everybody is going to be sitting down
together,
at a table, right, somewhere,
that's,
you know.
Yes,
and
reason,
probably though. In Spain, that's probably more likely to be Noche Buena. And yeah. in the UK, obviously, Christmas Day. So, yeah, they yeah. choose their time carefully, presumably.
Exactly.
But, you know, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
I think that tells you a lot about the difference, that the message here is Christmas Eve and the British one is Christmas Day,
yeah,
before lunch,
absolutely.
Not in the
yeah.
evening.
Yeah. I mean, in the UK in general, kind of like everything's focused on the 25th, and then pretty much it's just a build up to that moment. They have that day, and then after that is pretty much done. You know, Christmas is pretty much done after that, except of course,
something
you know,
important.
A very interesting day after Christmas, which is called Boxing Day, which is, I think, we get a lot of people asking us, what is Boxing Day yeah. and how does that work, right?
And why is it called boxing? It's something to do with
absolutely.
Boxing, the sport? Yeah, no, nothing to do with boxing. In fact, more to do with football, because there's actually people in Spain are beginning to know this word Boxing Day, or this expression, because they promote a lot in the last maybe 10 years. The Boxing Day football, because obviously
oh, yeah.
in Spain, football stops
sure.
in Spain, well, in all of Europe. I think England
yeah.
is the only country where they keep playing football over Christmas.
That's
the
right.
Boxing Day football match is a big event that lots of people go to take kids. My first football match I ever went to, my father took me on Boxing Day when I was 7, 8 years old to Anfield to watch Liverpool. And I think that's quite a common experience of many people because obviously it's school holidays. It's a public holiday, so the parents are not working.
So, and the other funny thing there is kind of like Boxing Day in a way is a kind of, I think, because it's very much connected to sport and everything else, I think it's kind of, for many people, almost a relief after the family day because like they feel as if, okay, we've spent one day with a family and now Boxing Day is kind of like, okay, it's like we can go and watch some sport. We can do something else. You know, for those people who don't like Christmas, probably Boxing Day is a relief.
It's a better day,
Yeah.
And probably eating the leftovers. So los restos of the food, because there's so much food the day before, particularly, we haven't spoken about this, the traditional
food. Yeah, we should talk about that as well. Topic. Yes.
So obviously in UK, the same as in United States, the main food, the traditional food people eat is roast turkey, you know, pavo asado with various different vegetables and to accompany it. And usually the turkey is huge, far too big, and there's lots of it left. So for the next, well, for usually for about the next week, you're eating, people get absolutely fed up, sick and tired of eating turkey. You end up with every variation of turkey, you know, turkey sandwiches, turkey soup, turkey, I don't know what, for the next three or 4 days. So
I don't know, my dad really likes that. My dad really likes having, you know, kind of it basically solves the food for the next week.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about food for the next four or five days. Right. It's just turkey, everything, or remains of the rest of the food as well. So I suppose Boxing Days, eating the leftovers from the day before, going to football maybe, just sitting at home and relaxing and recovering from the day before. It's very nice, I think. I love, in Spain, the 26th, apart from in Catalonia, I think, is not a holiday. It's a working day.
It is a working day, isn't it?
Yeah, and to me, that's so weird. Actually, that's one of the biggest differences, isn't it? The shock to discover you have to go to work on
the next day after Christmas.
So after that day of eating and drinking and you have to get up early and go to work. Which is unthinkable for us. It's like, no, it's your day of recovery, you know, after the day before.
That's right.
So it's great having 2 days holiday at Christmas, 25th, 26th.
Yeah.
I think is wonderful. And you don't have that in Spain. Well, as teachers, we effectively have it because nobody has classes on 26th. Yeah, so effectively we're on holiday. But for normal people who have to work in normal jobs, unless you take your own holiday, which many people do, of course, they take holiday specially. But if you don't take holiday, then, you know, somebody has to work on the 26th because it's a working day in Spain. So unless it's a weekend, of course. So I always feel sorry for people who have to work on Boxing Day because for us psychologically, you know, is even though you live in Spain for years and years, it's always Boxing Day.
It is. Yes, that's right. It's kind of quite that all of that element of the psychological element is kind of interesting, isn't it? Because if you've grown up with that, you know, the whole idea of Christmas, Christmas Eve, Boxing Day, it does still stay with you even many, many years later. And that type of thing does come into your mind, you know, like on the 26th. Well, this is Boxing Day. Definitely not going to go and work on Boxing Day.
Yeah, even though nobody else is celebrating, it means nothing to anybody else here. Yeah, I can't. At 26, it always enters my mind, it's Boxing Day. So I always think of it, and then think it's strange that life is going on as normal. You know, shops are open, people are going to work. Obviously, there's no school, but and to me, it's like, but it's Boxing Day. It should be it's a holiday, but it isn't a holiday, you know? Yeah. But you can't, you're so psychologically sort of trained, if you like, or brainwashed to think of it as a holiday.
Absolutely.
Unless you live in Catalonia, as I say, where it is a holiday.
Yeah. And we actually looked up the whole idea of Boxing Day because that is probably not very clear for our listeners why it's actually called Boxing Day. Obviously, like for many people, and including myself as a kid, I thought it had something to do with literally the sport boxing.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you actually look into it, it has nothing to do with that, right, Alistair?
Well, yeah, it's surprising that I think if you asked 90% of the population of UK, why is Boxing Day called Boxing Day? I think most of them say, I don't know, because that's what it's called, no? So I think the origins of it and why it's called Boxing Day have been sort of lost in time. So I had no idea. When I came to Spain when I was, 34 years old or something, if you'd asked me then, I'd have no idea why Boxing Day is called Boxing Day. I discovered it in Madrid because being an English teacher and teaching classes about, you know, let's do like what we're doing today, Christmas special. I'd go, it's Christmas. Okay, Christmas, a class about talking about Christmas traditions, no? Like what we're doing now. And of course, the question came up, Boxing Day, like, why is it called that? And I was like, I don't know. So I had to look it up myself and investigate. And I found some answers, which you're going to explain now. So, and ever since then, I've said to my students, my clients, I've been able to tell them. But I mean, I didn't know that till I came to Spain, which is is ironic, absolutely. Really. I've discovered the origin of my own British tradition living in Spain, not in England.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, the whole idea of Boxing Day is actually related. I mean, there are actually different theories that is important to say. So it's not just, it's not conclusive.
Yeah. It's probably a mixture of all of them.
A mixture, yeah. The idea really is that you, the day after Christmas, okay, you put different types of gifts that are for the poor and to the servants, okay? So obviously this is a kind of a something that was thought about many, many years ago. And obviously after Christmas Day, probably you've got much too much. You kind of got things that you need to get rid of or you feel that you no longer need, and you put them in boxes as gifts to the poor. Okay. Mm. And these boxes were often called Christmas boxes and were filled with like food and clothing and other small gifts. So basically that's where the idea came from. Boxing Day is related to those boxes that you would give to the poor. Okay. There is another theory as well, which is related to the idea of churches opening some sort of boxes as well to collect charitable donations.
Yeah. Mm. The one that I read years ago and I looked it up. Was that about the churches having a box that people would put money into the box, like a collection. And then on 26th of December, although I still haven't discovered why 26, which is St. Stephen's Day, which I think is why it's a holiday in Catalonia for San Esteban.
Oh, right, yeah.
So whether there's a connection, something to do with St. Stephen, I have no idea. That's something maybe we'll have to also investigate. But and they opened the box on the 26th and gave the money to the poor. And I always thought, why not give it to them on the 24th for Christmas? It's a bit late.
By
the 26th. So that's still a bit of a mystery to me. So there's sort of two theories connected with giving boxes or opening a box.
Yeah.
And from that, at some point, the expression Boxing Day appeared. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So also, this idea about the servants is interesting because I think I read that the reason it's a public holiday is because in the old, like, Victorian, if you think of people who watch Downton Abbey, that's very famous. Yeah. There used to be a show in the 70s called Upstairs, Downstairs, So you had the rich family living upstairs in the big house and the servants living downstairs.
Sure.
And in those days, the servants would have to work on Christmas Day, 25th, preparing the Christmas lunch for the rich family. And the 26th, so Boxing Day, became the day that the servants could have a free day to go and spend Christmas with their family. And maybe they were given a box with some food or some things, the leftovers perhaps of the dinner, the lunch, to take to their family. And that's why I think gradually over a long period of time, at some point it became a public holiday for everybody, not only for servants.
Yeah, this whole idea of box is kind of interesting in a way because one of the things that surprised me when I first came to Spain was this whole idea of a cesta, and in many ways the whole idea of a Christmas box is very much connected to that idea, really, isn't it? A cesta,
Cesta de Navidad. Yeah.
I know, and I was working for an academy at that time, and they called me in. They said, "Oh, you have to come and get your cesta," and I thought, "What is that?" You know, I got no idea what it was. But then when I arrived and they gave it to me, I was kind of pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, well, there is a word in English. I mean, it does exist in England, not to the same level. But some companies, I never had it when I worked in UK, but some generous companies would give Christmas hamper. It's called a picnic hamper is a cesta that you use for a picnic, to take to the countryside, traditionally, not these days but in the past. And so the Christmas hamper, which is la cesta Navidad, you put some drink, some food, and you give it as like a present. No, and I think you could buy in some shop, very posh, like what's the posh shop in London that's very famous?
Harrods.
So I think the Harrods Christmas hamper was very famous, cost a fortune, be full of champagne and caviar and things.
Yeah.
But it's not that much of a tradition as it is here. Maybe not all of them, but very common from the company, they get given a cesta de Navidad, a Christmas hamper or Christmas box.
Exactly. That's right.
As a present.
Yeah.
I've never had one because being freelance, there's no one to buy me a So I never had one in the UK, and I've never had one.
I've had a few. Oh, really? Partly from you.
In the academy,
a few from an academy, and then once from a private client as well. Oh, I was really amazed by that. I was like, suddenly, like they just sent me, what in English would be, obviously in Spanish is a cesta, but like in English we would say a Christmas hamper, and it was amazing. I mean, that for me, that's kind of almost the best Christmas present you possibly could get. You know,
obviously there's variation how good they are, because they can be more expensive or less expensive, and the contents can be higher quality or less.
Of course,
if you get a good one, then it can be good with a bottle of wine, maybe whiskey, jamón, and various other things. No, turrón, of course.
So it was a bit of a surprise.
Lucky you. No, I've never had one. So I'm still waiting for my first Christmas box or Christmas hamper, whatever you want to call it.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
absolutely.
All connected with box. So this idea of Boxing Day, nothing to do with boxing the sport. It's all to do with boxes. And as you say, there are various theories, maybe a mixture of all of them, perhaps. We don't know. So it's one of these things a bit lost in time from centuries ago that these days most people have no idea why it's called Boxing Day.
Yeah.
And like I say, I didn't until relatively recently in my life when I came to Spain.
Sure. Fantastic. Right. Well, I think we've covered everything there, unless you want to add anything else.
Well, just a quick question. I wondered about your kids, because, of course, you've got children born in Spain with your wife is Spanish and you're British, obviously.
Yes.
So I wonder, I don't have kids, so I don't have this problem. Well, it's not a problem, but I'm interested in how much you educate your children in the British Christmas customs and how much the Spanish or... You know, like, do they get Christmas presents on Christmas Day from Santa Claus? Or we haven't mentioned in Spain, this is another big difference to the UK. Obviously, in UK and other English-speaking countries, the presents are on Christmas Day from Santa Claus. Or in the UK, and this is interesting, we have another name for Santa Claus, which in fact is maybe more common, is Father Christmas, like Christmas, Papa Noel. It's almost the translation of Papa Noel. Now, in the United States, they don't say Father Christmas. They only say
Santa.
They
don't, do they? No.
Santa Claus.
No.
So, but in Spain, the tradition is from the three kings, which we say the three wise men. Los tres sabios. Here's los tres reyes magos. The three magic kings, you could translate it as. And the presents for the kids are on the 6th of January, which is a public holiday in Spain. In Britain, it's a normal working day. So 6th of January means nothing in the UK. People go to school, to
work. That's right.
It's a normal day. So the presents in UK is from Santa Claus or Father Christmas. In Spain, traditionally, is from the three magic kings on 6th of January. Mm. So what do you do in your family with the kids, with their presents, for example?
Well, I mean, I suppose the philosophy here is always kind of be applied to everything in many ways, that when you have a family that is a kind of dual national family, right? You have to kind of do a 50-50 approach. And so essentially that's what we do. We kind of do have presents on the 25th, and we do have presents on the 6th as well.
So they get double.
But the only problem there is that it's a little bit what we would say in English is a bit of overkill, right? So it's kind of like there's absolutely a little bit too many presents. And of course, if you've got a very big Spanish family, then it really does become somewhat problematic.
OTT, we've covered
that. Yeah, OTT, absolutely.
Over the top.
Over the top,
exaggerated.
So it is, I would say, you know, it's important, obviously, to keep those traditions going. But at the same time, it is somewhat problematic, I would say.
Well, I imagine you as a British person, you want your kids to follow some of your traditions, no?
Yeah.
Not to lose
absolutely.
It, but also, of course, your wife and living in Spain, obviously, your other side of your Spanish family obviously want the kids to follow the Spanish customs. So it's quite natural.
Yeah.
So they end up sort of with a bit of both or both. No?
Absolutely.
But in Spain, anyway, even people who haven't got parents of dual nationality, since I've lived here the last 25 years, I've seen more and more the influence of Santa Claus.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So like my nephew, my Spanish nephews, they get presents from Santa Claus or Father Christmas on 25th, and then they get more presents from the three kings on the 6th. So basically they get double. Well, double, I don't know, but at least two lots of presents on two occasions. Because I think there's a big pressure now in Spain on many families that the kids watch, you know, American movies and Disney about Christmas and Santa Claus. And lots of their classmates at school get Christmas presents. So I think there's a lot of pressure on the parents to buy Christmas presents from Santa, and then the Spanish tradition of 6th of January. So the kids end up, as you say, overkill and OTT. Far too many presents.
That's right.
Which is very expensive for the poor parents.
Yeah, but I think your point also, the whole idea of the difference between the name Santa and Father Christmas is kind of interesting, because I think certainly in Spain, the whole idea that that word Santa is becoming very, very connected and very sort of embedded, let's say.
Yeah.
Whereas when I mention the whole idea of Father Christmas, I kind of get like, that's way, like most people don't really get that. They think, who's that? Father Christmas?
Oh yeah, I've never met Spanish person who knew that in Britain we say Father Christmas. Everyone thinks Santa Claus, from all the American
movies.
No, in fact, in my family we never said Santa. Well, never.
We never said Santa.
We always said
ever,
Father Christmas
ever.
Is much more
that's
common.
Right, that's yeah. right, absolutely, yeah,
which is like so, Papa Noel. No, it's really the equivalent.
Yeah, Father Christmas, Papa Noel. Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's interesting in that
interesting.
Way.
It's very, that's a very British thing. Yeah, the Father Christmas.
It is. And it kind of like the influence of American culture again there is very strong, just like very much like we were speaking about sort of Halloween and other sort of American traditions becoming more
customs,
absolutely.
Yeah, from other countries into Spain. Well, in Spain, they're always happy to, adopt any type of festivity or fiesta from other countries, whether it's Halloween or St. Valentine's or Santa Claus, any excuse for partying and presents is like, the more the better. No?
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day, for example, Madrid is a big thing, San Patricio. Yeah. And you go, it's nothing to do with Spain, it's Ireland, but any excuse for a party.
Fantastic, Alistair, really amazing to speak to you about that. And so what we'll try to do, I think, is also a New Year's special, right? Because there is a lot of stuff to talk about there as well. So we'll try to get onto that and give our listeners a kind of insight into what a new year might be like in the UK as well. So for the moment, thanks a lot, that was really amazing. I hope we gave enough value there. I think there was loads of information, loads of cultural information, which is super important. Never forget that cultural information, because learning a language is learning all around it as well. Not just the grammar, not just the vocabulary, but also learning those important cultural elements, I think.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, of course, we've been comparing a British Christmas with a Spanish one because we live in Spain.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our listeners are in Latin America.
That's true.
And they could have all, different traditions and different habits at Christmas. So, please, listeners, if you've got, let us know, send us an email, let us know what you do in your country, how you celebrate Christmas. And is it the same with the Noche Buena, with the Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or et cetera?
Yeah.
Do they have the three kings in South America with the presents from, like in Spain? I'm not sure. So, let us know. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, we have lots and lots of listeners in Mexico, in Colombia, in Argentina. So, it'd be really interesting to get an idea from our listeners in those particular countries and, other, American, South American
countries. Any other
countries
people listen to.
Latin American countries. Yeah, be really interesting. So, do get those messages coming in and tell us a little bit about your cultural festivities, Fantastic. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Alistair. Amazing as usual. And I guess I'll see you again next week. Okay.
Well, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Absolutely.
And Merry Christmas to all our listeners. Hope everyone has a wonderful time. And Santa or Father Christmas brings you and everyone a lot of wonderful presents on the 25th.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
And have a good time.
Absolutely.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
And we'll speak next week.
Don't eat too much.
I try not to eat and drink too much. Probably like every year I put on a few kilos.
It's difficult not to, right?
It's difficult. That's what Christmas is all about.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. All right. Cheers. Okay. Thanks a lot, Alistair. We'll
see you soon.
Bye. All right. See you then. Bye.